14 hours or so and in a vehicle can become very
daunting.
Yes. So I have my computer and I start typing and stuff just flows better for some reason. It's just like being in a vehicle, moving vehicle. It's like, yeah, even when I'm driving. Anyway, wrote the, all that song. We get together when I got back and I said, I put these lyrics in front of Shelley.
And I said, I've got these seventh chords I've been rolling through my head.
Yeah.
And it would be really cool to put something to it, right? Yeah.
Hello and welcome.
You're listening to the Sugar and Spice Podcast. We are your hosts, Shelley and
Danita.
And we are singers, songwriters, recording artists. And we will be talking about music, songwriting, our favorite artists, tequila, and topics that will be informative and mostly fun.
My name's Shelley, and my partner here is
Danita.
And together, we are Sugar and Spice. We are singer-songwriters, and we also are recording artists.
And entertainers.
And entertainers. We love to write songs. We like to, we love to entertain, and we love having fun. Yes, especially with a little tequila. As you get to know us more, you'll start to learn that about us, that we really like our tequila.
It's a go-go juice.
Yes.
And creative juice.
That's right.
It's good juice.
Best way to write songs. Speaking of songs, today we are going to talk about the stories behind the songs. There's always, I think 99% of the time, there's always a story behind the song. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Everybody's got a story to tell, and sometimes we tell them by books to read, but other ways are by songwriting them.
Yeah. And sometimes I think it's not necessarily your own story. It's somebody else's story that, you know, a songwriter, you hear something in conversation or you, like you say, you read something and it clicks and it
triggers a thought, triggers a thought, an idea. And as a songwriter, that's what we do. We put words to lyrics to music.
Yeah.
And it's a story.
Yeah, like, well, you think of Dolly Parton. Her most famous song, I think, is Coat of Many Colors. And that's about the song tells the story so well.
Yeah, just like Loretta Lynn's Coal Miner's Daughter. Mm-hmm. It's how she was raised and about her, you know, her family in the Tennessee Hills.
Yeah, well, she was in Virginia, I think. Yeah, and I think Dolly's
Virginia. Yeah, I mean, Tennessee.
Right. Yeah. So out in them there hills, anyways.
Them there hills. I could just picture
Just Dolly's hills, but.
I was just picturing her, you know, the old shack with the deck, the porch.
Yeah.
You
know, the porch and the rocking chair.
Even stories made, like movies made with these songs. So they continue on and.
Yeah, exactly.
They breathe new life in one way or another.
Yeah. And some other really famous songs like Don McLean's American Pie.
Miss American Pie,
drove my Chevy to the levee. So it's got a lot of references to pop culture and history in that song. And one of the lines is "The day the music died," and you know, most of us remember, depending on what age you are, the day that Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens died in that plane crash. And I guess at the time, Don McLean was delivering newspapers that day, right? And it always kind of stuck with him. And so that's why he used that line as well in there, the day the music died. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like that's interesting how that song came about for him. And that's what triggered it for him.
Yeah.
And then you get like the Beatles, Let It Be. Whenever I heard Mother Mary, I thought he was referring like a Catholic, the Virgin Mary or something, right?
Absolutely. That's what I thought as well.
Yeah.
Mother Mary, you know, Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
I guess sometimes we don't listen to the entire
song.
Lyrics, but
But yeah. It's a reference to his mother, his own mother, who passed away when he was a teenager. And yeah. She came to him in a dream years later and just told him, you know, everything's going to be okay and just let it be. And so that's why mm-hmm. he's got that reference to Mother Mary and let it be, you know. So
it's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. And then even for ourselves as songwriters, most times there's been quite a bit of a story behind the song, and sometimes it's just like a title that yes. has that we heard somewhere else
yeah.
that created the song. So example for a title, A Good Lie.
A Good Lie.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That came from the idea for the title came from a movie called The Good Lie, mm-hmm. The Good Lie. And we thought, yeah, maybe A Good Lie. We could write around that.
Yeah, exactly.
So we had a lot of, we were thirsty.
We were very, and it was hot. Remember, because we were in Arizona. Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're not yeah. lying when we said we had a few extra shots
That's
of
right.
tequila.
To, yes.
But we wrote that in about, what, half an hour?
It flowed pretty quickly. That one or A Good Lie? Great Minds Drink Alike.
Well, both probably. Yeah. It wasn't a lie that we actually did drink tequila.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but it did. It went quite quickly, I think.
It did, because we just kept thinking of things that, because there's a lot of people that tell a good lie. And
I just have to say, when you hear, you don't hear that often, you hear more a white lie.
Yes.
More often. That's right. More something that people use. But a white lie, but a good lie. A good lie is a lie. Like, it's kind of nice. You don't want to tell people something really negative about whatever they're wearing or what they're
yeah.
doing, whatever.
Yeah.
So you kind of cover it up a little bit with some syrup.
Yeah, that's
maybe.
Right. And you make it good.
Some honey.
And you make it good. So you make it a really good lie.
You don't hurt their feelings.
So that's right. So different things that we thought of, you know, like when you have a girlfriend or a family member, you know, that they got the haircut and they feel so good in it. And they think it looks so fantastic, but you really think it looks like crap. But you muster up everything inside you and go, yeah, it looks really good on you, right? That's a good lie.
Well, that's a real lie for sure.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But you got to be nice. Got to be nice.
You got to
be tactful.
Yes. Yeah. And the other one was, I don't know, a lot of people, and when you heard the ice cream truck in the neighborhood and your kids heard that too, and they wanted to have ice cream, but you didn't have any cash. So you just said, you know what? He's got his music playing, but there's no more ice cream in the ice cream truck.
She's empty.
I'd say that to my kids because I didn't want them to have ice cream.
Boy, you're mean.
I know. Well, I didn't want, you know, maybe it was just before supper or something. I don't know. But when I, after we wrote the song, and I was telling my daughter that, and she's like, you mean you lied to us?
My son said the same thing about telling his daughters that, you know, no, sorry, there's no ice cream in there. No ice cream. So when we wrote the song and we used those, your daughter was like, Mom, my son went, Mom, that's yeah. what I tell my girls. So it's a thing.
Yeah, it is. And even like for clothing, like you don't look trashy in that skirt. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, so it's just, or people say, yeah, people say, I'm going to pay you back. Yeah.
I
and
tell
yeah,
you. There's never shows up.
That's right. And they tell you a good lie. So yeah, that's how A Good Lie came about. Which, by the way, is on all digital platforms. You can go listen to A Good Lie. Maybe you'll get a good lie out of it. Good laugh, good lie. Yeah.
We had fun. That was a real tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Like writing those kind of songs mm-hmm. because it's fun.
It
we
is.
We needed a lot of fun songs to,
that's right.
You know.
Counterbalance the sad ones.
Yeah, that or, you know, just make people happy because it's really kind of can be depressing out there at times. But hey, you make it what it is, right?
Yeah, and that's what we like to do. When we entertain, we like to be able to bring a smile to people's faces. And
like now, and, I'm yeah, smiling right now. You're making me smile.
Yeah, we're smiling right now. Yes. For all you podcasters who are just listening to the audio, you can feel our smiles. You can feel our smiles through the airwaves. Yes. Yeah.
That's a funny one. See, we could write a song right around that.
Yeah. How we screwed up on a podcast. And you know what? I don't want to edit that out because
that's who we are.
That's who we are. Yes, exactly. We stumble over our words and do different things. So I don't want it to make it sound like we're perfectly talking.
We're real people.
That's right. So that's another song, story behind the song, one of ours.
Well, Lonesome Town.
Yes.
That was probably one of the first songs that I had written 20 some years ago.
I know, you got to think we're in 2024 now.
Yeah. So that one, you know, wrote it. It was kind of because of how I was feeling, for sure, like pretty lonely and on the farm, mm-hmm. away from a lot of, you know, civilization, it seemed like.
Yeah, exactly.
Me and my wood stove and feeding my cattle. And
yeah, this was a hard working woman on the farm there. That's why she's so tough here today. But yeah.
Yeah. So my husband at the time was working away, and I kind of felt like I was going to die on the farm, you know, just working and never going out for you know, holidays or anything. Anybody, right. Neighbors would go away horse riding or on vacation, and guess who was looking after their cattle or their farms, their animals? Us.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a lonely time, but I mean, I don't regret it now. A song came out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a bit of a melody, but I brought it to the table. I think it's your husband, Jean, that said when he heard, you know, read the lyrics and stuff, and he says, you guys should record that one.
Yeah.
And so we reworked it and edited and polished and shined it up.
Yeah.
And that was our first release.
Our first song. Yeah. Lonesome Town.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm singing the lead on that one because Danita doesn't like to sing it as the lead. Yeah.
Well,
because it's very personal.
It was quite personal when we first started writing it. It was like, oh boy, this is touching close to home.
Yeah.
But I'm over it now. That's good.
It's good.
It's good. You do a beautiful job. Beautiful
thank you.
Job.
Yes.
And I love singing harmony
too.
And are you a country music fan?
Because we have a new country song called Starting Tomorrow.
It's for all you procrastinators out there, including ourselves.
That's right. And the track is available on all digital platforms, and it's been available as of February 23rd. So go on out there and listen to our new song called Starting Tomorrow.
Yeah, a lot of our songs, actually, we back and forth, you know, we sing harmony, one sings a verse, next one sings another verse, and we share harmony or whatever, like on the chorus. So it's a lot of fun. We do a lot of
it is. Sometimes I listen and I have to go, oh, who's singing what? Because our voices are so similar.
We're soul sisters.
Yeah, we're soul sisters. They do say, a little bit off topic, they do say about family members singing together the harmonies. That's when they really blend.
Yeah.
And we get complimented on our harmonies all the time, how they blend. So we are soul sisters. And we
absolutely,
our harmonies
girlfriend.
Blend. So another song that comes to mind is Please Don't. And that's more of a very touching and very close to home song for me. We were discussing when people pass away, things that people say to you. And I lost my daughter 16 years ago to cancer. And so there was a lot of things that people came up to me and said. And I just, at that moment, I really just wanted to punch them in the face, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not any fault of theirs, right? That people say these things. It's just...
It's uncomfortable, right?
It is.
Awkward. They feel like they feel like they have to say the right thing and don't know how to.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, so it's like, please don't say those words to me. Like, she's in a better place. She's not in pain anymore. She's in God's hands, you know, but when you lose a child, it's like, well, she's supposed to be with me.
Yeah.
And, you know, like just different things like that. So that's why we wrote Please Don't. Yeah. And that was one of those sessions where we cried through it.
And we do have a video as well. I mean, you have your daughter's picture there and my dad's picture, and, you know, I think when you say about people not knowing what to say, I had an experience one time. I went to a funeral and a good friend, an older lady, and she lost her husband. A tractor had, you know, fallen on him and And when, excuse me, when I went to see her in the church, you know, and I said, how are you feeling? And she looked at me and said, how do you think I'm feeling?
Yeah.
And I was like, that was such an eye opener for me. And I realized, wait a minute, that would really, yeah. How is she feeling?
Yeah.
What could she say? Like yeah. she's grieving.
Exactly.
You know, so I learned that lesson. And so it was good to write this song with you.
Yes.
Because yeah, I should not have said it that way. I meant well, yes. And a lot of people mean
yeah,
well.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
I guess it's, yeah, it's something that's very, it's touchy.
Yeah,
it's
is.
It's something that we need to respect. Rather say nothing at all.
Yeah, well, and that's it is. I'll give you a hug. I don't have the words.
Yeah.
And that's the...
What can I do for
yeah,
you?
What can I do for you? I don't have the words right now, or...
My prayers are with you. Yeah, a hug. Like
yeah,
it just,
exactly.
Yeah.
Just so, a silent hug sometimes yeah, is just yeah. really good. So we did get feedback from Please Don't.
Yes.
And people were like, well, what do you say? So then that went into the next song of Words to Say.
Words to Say.
Yeah.
We've never recorded that.
We've never recorded it, but that's where we, it needs to be more polished,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So it was one of those songs, but that's where we did put in the song, Words to Say.
Yeah.
So
follow up.
Yeah. Follow up. Yeah. Follow up song.
Yeah.
So.
If you want to comment on that and see if you would want to hear that version, we will have to work on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think it's a positive side to the Please Don't song.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's something to help people understand a little more mm-hmm. about what to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to be in that mode, you know, like, or be prepared when you do go to a service, a celebration of life, funeral, whatever people call it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad they call it a celebration of life these
mm-hmm.
days. That's,
yeah.
that's the term. And it sounds, I don't know. It's just, even for my dad, that was what we called it, a celebration of life. Because I mean, you know, he was 80 some years old, right?
Yeah.
And close to 90. So yeah, we celebrated his
yeah,
life.
There you go. Yes, you celebrate those people that mm-hmm. are in your life for sure. What other songs have we written? Great Minds Drink Alike. There, see? Danita likes to do twists on words. She's very good at it.
I love titles. I'm one of these people that hears somebody say something and I've got my little notepad ready and I'll write it down and there's a song in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And then, yes, but the saying is usually great minds think alike.
Yeah.
For some reason, it came out drink because we like drinking tequila. And so, we wrote that song. Well, I'm trying to think.
I think that was also in Arizona.
I think so.
Yeah. We used to winter in Arizona. And
you and your husband.
Yeah, we did for 6 months. And mm-hmm. then Danita and her husband, you guys had a place there, but you came out whenever you could.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then have your holidays. So, yeah, it was nice to be in Arizona and drinking
the
tequila.
Heat, the heat. Yes.
It's a lot cheaper in the U.S. Yeah. Uh-huh. But I digress. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah, great minds drink alike. And
we have koozies.
Yeah, we have koozies for that. So, you know, like it's a good way to put it around your beer can, cooler can, whatever. And, you know, cheers your partner, your people that are drinking the same drink as you are just like you get to drink alike.
Well, the koozies, and we also we're going to get some more merch around some shot glasses.
Oh, absolutely. The shot glasses are a must because how else do you drink tequila besides on ice? You take shots of tequila, right?
That's
so,
right,
yeah.
Got more tequila songs in the works
for sure. Yes.
And another song.
Another song.
Oh,
yes.
Moving to Mexico, girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of tequila. Wow.
Segue
into that one. Yes, one day we were going to do some songwriting. I believe it was a February.
Yes.
It was pretty cold. It was really windy and cold.
It's
and,
like 10 years ago this year almost, or nine.
10-year anniversary.
Yeah, 10-year anniversary of moving to Mexico.
Anybody who knows me knows that I've always wanted to go to Mexico or somewhere hot because I do not like the cold and. Shelly here does not like the cold either. So, but we did commit to doing, to getting together for a songwriting session with,
a guy,
another songwriter.
Yeah. We'll keep him anonymous.
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Yeah.
And so, of course, the first thing I do when I walk in is like, that's it. I'm moving to Mexico. And so he says, okay, let's write a song.
Yeah, that's it. We're writing that song.
We didn't have any ideas till then. Yeah. So we wrote that.
And I think I had tequila in the house. I think we drank some
definitely.
Tequila.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
and wrote that we were moving to Mexico. Yeah. So that's a favorite of ours to sing, especially in the winter months. For a while, we didn't record it because our anonymous songwriter, he recorded it. And then We did a video. We you and I singing it, whatever.
Yes, yes.
This is Janita is the prop lady as well, so she's got all sorts of props for all the things
do.
We say moving to Mexico. Even when we perform it on stage, she's got props. So you'll have to check out that video on our YouTube channel here, and called Moving to Mexico, and you'll see what I'm talking about. The props.
I have a tickle trunk full of stuff.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And I think it's for us, maybe it's like putting it out there for us moving to Mexico one day.
Yeah, exactly.
Our partner actually did move to Mexico, that rascal. Yeah,
the rascal, yes.
But it's fun song. A lot of people, he recorded it, and it's great and sounds good. And so we're thinking maybe we will get a chance and do it and record it too.
And if you hear it and you're a really famous artist and you can record it too,
do it.
Do it. Contact us through our website, sugarandspiceduo.com.
That's really how we can collect royalties even more so, I guess, is by pitching a song.
That's true. This is a kind of different kind of story behind the song is when we actually record them and get them out there on the platforms and everything, and how royalties work. Mm-hmm. And there's different kind of royalties, mechanical royalties, radio royalties.
So much.
There's so much to.
I know our young artists. Anybody who's wanting to get into the music industry, they soon come to realize that the business side of it, there is a lot involved.
Yeah.
So it's not just a hobby anymore.
It's a business.
It's a business, and you have to treat it like a business. And
especially as an independent artist.
Very much so.
Yeah. You are everything. Yeah. Everything.
You're my everything. She does it all the social media stuff and
all the editing and everything. Yeah. Cause I got experience in that. So
just give me a pen and a paper and I'll write some lyrics. But
there you go.
So we make a good team.
Invite me over with a bottle of tequila and I'll put the music to it.
Yes. Oh, we've written so many that like that too.
That's the thing, you know, like
Pour Me Blues.
Yeah. Pour Me Blues.
I wrote the lyrics.
Yes.
And when I write lyrics, it's basically, I the structure of the song, it's the verse, the chorus, the verse, maybe a bridge, another chorus, whatever. Okay.
We cross that bridge when we get to it.
Well, that one was written on the way back from Arizona.
That's right.
Yes.
You were driving.
Well, I was. Yeah. I was in the passenger seat.
Yes, so we better clarify that. She wasn't writing and driving.
14 hours or so and in a vehicle can become very
daunting.
Yes. So I have my computer. And I start typing and stuff just flows better for some reason. It's just like being in a vehicle, moving vehicle. It's like, even when I'm driving. Anyway, wrote all that song. We get together when I got back. And I put these lyrics in front of Shelley.
And I said, I've got these seventh chords I've been rolling through my head.
Yeah.
And it would be really cool to put something to it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm playing her these seventh chords.
Yes.
Yeah. And then
in the meantime, I say, I need to go to the little girl's room. So I go to the little girl's room and I hear some strumming and it sounds pretty good. What's going on here? And I come out and she's already put the melody
your
to the songs.
Your pants are halfway down your ass. And you go, how do you do that? I go, do what? She goes... Because the lyrics she wrote and the seventh chords, it just matched. And I just played those chords and sang the song and it just flowed. And it was just like,
that's one we've never recorded though.
No. And it's,
but we may have to, we need a sponsor or something to help us get some of these songs out because, it was fun. But that was another one.
Exactly. How that one happened.
Oh, another one that, Never Too Late.
Yes.
We had started that song and we had vision for it. Driving, we were going to record it in your motorhome in Arizona.
Yes.
We had the verse, the chorus, verse. We needed a bridge.
Mm-hmm. There and, again, we had to cross that damn bridge.
So on my long drive, our long drive into Arizona, I wrote up a bridge. We got there, recorded it.
Yep.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Another had another song.
What about that song, Never Too Late? It's just about, you know, some people get together as a couple in the high school.
Yeah.
And they maybe get married and then they split up and then they get married to other people and then they get back together or else just thinking they're too old to get married at one point. I know a lot of friends that are at a certain age and they think, well, I'll never get married now.
Yeah.
How am I going to, you know, get married? But it's never too late.
Yeah, exactly.
I have an auntie that, you know, she was married later in life.
Right.
After her husband passed away. So everybody's got a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You got to just be open to it.
But as long as you're still alive, still walking, and you're above ground, it's never too late for anything.
Right. Yeah. Like us in our music.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. As two older ladies in the music business, you know, a lot of times we get told that, well, you're too old by music industry people.
I thought you were going to say bite me.
Yeah. Bite me. Yeah. To those music industry people. Yeah. Bite me.
Bite me there, right there.
They don't have a podcast.
Yeah. We're having fun. We're making our own fun.
Yeah. So we do our thing and, you know, and which brings me to how we won an award for one of our songs.
Now,
right.
Yes, let's just talk last about year. That. We're not bragging. We are just like still so honored because it's for songwriting.
Yes,
and it's,
exactly.
You know, there's a lot of performers out there. We perform as well, you know, but songwriting is just a different animal. It's just, it's your thoughts. It's your ideas. It's
putting it all together and putting the music to it and creating and bringing an idea to life that you want to. Not only for yourself, but present to other people so that they can connect to it as well.
So explain to the good people with Josie Awards.
Yeah. So there's in Nashville, Tennessee, a mother-daughter team. They have created the Josie Music Awards. This will be the 10th year of it. And we found out about it about five years ago,
I think. You discovered these.
This will be the fifth year that we are going to submit for consideration of a nomination. 4 years in a row, we got nominated. And then this past year,
years are going.
I'm not mathing right now. Yeah.
Mathing. You're mouthing.
I'm mouthing, but not mathing. Yes. And so we were nominated for Starting Tomorrow release that we just released in July of 2022. We released A Different Kind of Rush.
Was it 22 or 23?
22. Yeah. Yes.
See?
Yes.
Can't
it's
going to
be almost two.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
I know. Time's just flying by.
Yes,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. In order to submit for last year, right? So we recorded in 22. So, yeah, A Different Kind of Rush. That was also one that you had started.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we polished it up and everything. And then we got a melody and just the right kind of melody that fit. And then so we just changed the song, I think, melodically changed maybe four times.
Yeah, we've done that a couple times. At Starting Tomorrow was the same way.
Yeah, yes.
Till it just wasn't, it's time.
Yeah.
It wasn't it birthed.
And then as soon as you know, you do a melody and it's like, and then you do another melody and you're kind of, and then you do another one. There it is. Yeah, that's the one. And it resonates with you. So this was with A Different Kind of Rush. And so we were able to attend the Josie Music Awards in Nashville in October of 2023. And when I bought tickets for the show, I bought them late, and I was able to get second row from the stage at the Grand Ole Opry.
But I recall that we didn't know we were actually nominated. We booked our flights and everything going, you know what, we're going.
Yes.
We're going to take this chance. We're just going to go because we want to.
That's right. Yeah.
And then we found out we were nominated. So that made it even more exciting for us. So we were on a high through the whole time. So I think we attracted that award because we're like, happy, 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 yeah. No matter what. It's all good. We didn't expect it. It was like really not expected, but it was well received.
Well, darn right, it was well received. Yes. Yeah, walking up onto that Grand Ole Opry stage and walking into the circle, the famous circle, and accepting our very first, for each of us, our very
each
first.
And it's glass and it's heavy.
Yeah, it is. We should put it back there next time. Yeah,
right,
put our
idea.
Award there. Yeah, so that's been, so writing, we've been writing together for, this is our 11th year that we're going into writing together. So writing up to that point, writing 10 years together, and getting an award for a song you wrote together is, and we got for Country Song of the Year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the song itself is, it's got some meat to it because, you know, we're so busy in this world with everything that goes on, work, family, you know, just life is just busy and hectic and we're rushing.
Yeah.
Everything's so fast paced. So, you know, there are other types of rushes.
That's right.
You know, you can have like the, you know, when you're feeling that romantic first kiss and for first crush and everything, like you are fluttering.
Yeah, exactly.
Inside, and that's a rush.
Yes, and that's a rush. It's a different kind of rush.
Yeah. So yeah, that was based on that type of concept.
Yeah.
Just
exactly.
Not to be. Just smell the roses.
Yeah, exactly.
Although we didn't use that line, but just live your dreams. And I think they really, the judges that actually judged the songs, I think deep down, I think they felt that if you listen to the song and you hear the lyrics about living your dreams, that's what we were doing as songwriters, as artists, is we're living our dreams.
Living our dream,
Living the dream.
As long as we're walking and talking. And
I do a lot of talking, too, so yes.
That should be a phrase of we're walking and we're talking and we're doing our thing.
Yeah.
Gosh, darn it, yeah.
We're country folk here.
That's right.
So, we've got lots of Mother's Love.
Yes.
That's a song I had written for my mom 20-some years ago. I recorded it on my own album, but then Shelley said, you know, it would be kind of nice to have it generalized to all the mothers in the world. And we recorded that one.
Yeah, so we just generalized it so everybody could resonate.
All our mothers.
And then what we did was we asked all our fans and friends to submit pictures with their moms, and I made a digital photo album of a video for A Mother's Love. So that one we shared every Mother's Day.
I was just going to say, every Mother's Day, it gets shared for sure.
And people get to see themselves in the video that they submitted. There's always stories. Stories or ideas that come out because of a song. Another one, Roses and Wine.
Oh, yes.
You know, like we wrote that with my husband because he said, I want to write a song with you girls one
and
day.
I'm glad he did because he plays mandolin on this one. It's really nice. Really, really good touch to the song for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So I had a melody that I wanted to put words to and wanted to do a waltz.
Sort of like Strawberry Wine, but we didn't think of it at the time that it was like an old time waltz.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, it kind of.
It's a romantic song, and we just wanted something for people to have that romantic kind of song. And
so we always release it Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's right. We always share it Valentine's Day, and it's just romantic.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted. So there wasn't really, it was an idea. It wasn't a story behind it that created that song. It was just the idea of sharing.
Celebrating love.
Celebrating love and giving our listeners that kind of romantic song. Yeah. So
now we'll have to get one for Halloween and Christmas. No, I kid. Well, Christmas maybe.
Yeah, Christmas.
But,
yeah.
Well, boo.
Yeah. Boo. Yeah. I scare you.
I scare you.
I scare myself. Yeah.
Oh, we could talk.
Yes.
All day.
Yes. All night. Yeah. So that's been a lot of fun talking about the I got the phlegm going on here, but a lot of fun talking about our stories behind the songs. And there's a lot of and we kind of talked about how tequila, you know, has had its influence in our songwriting. So
it has healing properties.
It does.
Writing.
It's good for gut health. Yeah.
So my doctor for your disagreed. Phlegm. For your phlegm. Here's
for my phlegm. I see I didn't drink enough. So yeah, we don't tell you what kind of tequila we're drinking, but yeah.
Not this time.
Not this time.
Podcast.
Yeah. But we in the future we'll have a tequila episode. Yes. Episodes. So thanks again for our new listeners. Excuse me. Our new listeners and also listeners that have been listening to us from the beginning of our podcast here, along the podcast journey with Sugar and Spice. Thank you for listening and cheers from Sugar and Spice.
Thank you for listening to today's Sugar and Spice podcast. We really appreciate you listening. We'd also appreciate if you could follow us on our socials on Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel. Please go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. And please provide comments of how you've enjoyed this wonderful podcast. We'd like to have fun and we'd like to have our listeners have fun along with us.